Welcome to Skin in the City by Glow Skincare. I'm your host, Casey Boone.
And I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley. This is a podcast for estheticians and even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician.
All right, we're recording.
We are.
It's Monday.
It is.
Haley said she doesn't know where she is or what time it is or what day it is.
Or who I am or like anything. Yeah. Like, have you ever been like so into a project for like so many hours that when you step away from it, you're like, where am I? Who am I? Like, I don't know anything that's going on. Like, I just have been in like a fog with this.
Haley's balls deep in some back end crap.
Yeah. I'm trying to integrate something new for you guys. It's just.
Well, let's tell them what it is, because hopefully by the time this podcast goes live, it will be integrated, but don't...
I won't kill myself if it's not, but so you guys just bear with me. We know you'll bear with us.
Okay,
so we're working on... It's called Recharge SMS, so you'll be getting text messages about your towel subscription.
So if you have a Glow towel subscription, which if you don't, you should get one.
Yep.
You can now manage pretty soon, hopefully by today.
Hopefully.
You can manage your account all through text message.
Via text message, which is
so freaking easy.
So cool.
Pause, skip, cancel, add more.
Mm-hmm.
Change colors, which is coming soon.
Coming soon, yeah. Yeah.
So we're starting with the text messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're going to see how that goes for a week or so, because we do like one thing at a time.
Yeah.
If you do too many things, your brain will
explode. It's scary and overwhelming.
And just like we were talking about last week, just like resting and taking our time and one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully in the next week or so.
Yeah.
You can now order the gray towels on subscription.
Oh my gosh. So that means you can have some white, some gray. You can switch to gray if you want. Have one of each. You can, the options are endless. Do two of one, one of one, three of one, two of one, you know?
Just to let you guys know, when you order one subscription or you order a pack of towels, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's three towels come in one pack.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you order the subscription, it's $19.99, so you're getting them cheaper than if you would just buy the towels.
Exactly.
And then you can like pause your subscription at any time.
Yeah, so if you're going to be out of town or like you didn't damage as many as you thought you would this month or whatever.
You need to like save a few bucks.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Yeah. And it's just, it's nice that it's all through text message now. Like, you literally don't even have to log into your account, because like, how many times do you go to log in?
Yeah.
And you can't.
Your password.
You forgot your password, and then you're like, oh, I'll just deal with it later. Well, now you can just text and just deal with it right then.
Yeah.
So just
easy.
Automating your life even more.
And right, we're automating ours, and we're helping to automate yours. And you guys have literally, since we launched the gray glow towels, which I can't even remember how long that's been, you've been asking for a gray towel subscription.
Right.
And just to be totally honest and transparent, for us to keep that many white towels and gray towels in inventory is expensive.
It's very expensive.
And to manage all this is a lot of work.
A lot of work.
We're finally, as Haley's balls deep in this stuff, but we're finally at this place where we think, well, we know that like this needs to happen.
Yeah.
And we're excited to be able to offer it to you.
We are. We are. I'm like, we love to give the people what they want. You guys have been asking for this, and it's time. Like, I felt ready. Casey felt ready. So we're going to make it happen.
I mean, you've literally been asking since they launched, which was like what, over almost 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're finally bringing you what you want. Thank you for being patient. Glow towel, gray glow towel subscription coming very, very soon.
Very soon.
In the next week or so.
Exactly. Yep.
So what are we talking about today? I wanted to answer, like, what's happening? I'm balls deep in other stuff.
Right. I know.
Like, the least fun shit ever. And I feel like once I check off one thing, like we were talking about, like, we got some new insurance.
Ew.
Ew.
And ew. And then we filed taxes.
I'm working on filing my taxes. Ew. I'm like, oh my God. And now it's just so many
like
things.
DVAs and changing your address and making sure everything matches. So like all the like businessy. Yuck.
Okay. So these are all the things that I tell you guys to take care of. And I think they're important.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's going to be so annoying later down the road. It's going to be annoying if someone else has your business name, mm-hmm. or maybe you're not an LLC or corporation and you need to be because you're making more money. Mm-hmm. Again, talk to your CPA, talk to your accountant. I am not an accountant. I hired one to do all of this for me.
Right.
But just to give you a little bit of a background. So I have a corporation. Mm-hmm. We are an S corp. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I also have a fictitious business name, mm-hmm. because my corporation name is not Glow Skincare. It's like Glow Skincare and like some other
it's things. Like it's legal like a legal name.
The legal name. Yeah. And then the fictitious name, aka like the name we're going by, Glow Skincare, mm-hmm. is our fictitious business name. So that's two separate things that you have to pay for and file and manage and update the address if you move. All of these things.
Yeah.
Okay. So make sure you have those if you are running a business.
Yes.
What I did when I first went out as a solo esthetician when I was renting a room, mm-hmm. I was a sole proprietor, meaning that it was just Kate. At the time, it was Casey Hirsch. Before I got married, it was mm-hmm. Casey Hirsch, and I owned Glow Skincare. Mm-hmm. And everything was under Casey Hirsch.
Right.
Okay. But once I started to make more money, once I started to make six figures, once my business started to grow, once I was like thinking, you know, I had more assets, I had a more expensive car, you know, now I have a house, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. it's good to separate yourself from your business. Because yeah. God forbid something happened. Mm-hmm. Someone tried to come after your business. They'd come after your business, not you.
Yes.
And there are a lot of tax benefits when you either file as an LLC or an S corp. Mm-hmm. Again, don't quote me on all of this because I'm not like a professional, but an LLC and a corporate S corp are like the same thing. But an S corp is when you put someone, probably yourself first, on payroll.
Okay.
To have an S corp and small corporation, you have to have at least yourself on payroll.
Okay.
If not, then you're LLC.
Okay.
There's also some other things.
Okay. There's lots of details.
Like such a yeah. freaking headache. But I just wanted to give you this information since I was doing some of this and we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So.
So get your ducks in a row.
Get your ducks in a row. I think it's so important.
It is.
It's funny. We went on a walk yesterday and I yeah. looked at Haley and I was like, I'm really glad that I did all of this stuff in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And my, you know, dad told me to do it. Mm-hmm. Dad owns his own business. He's owned it for what, going on like 37 yeah. years or something insane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A long time. And my dad told me, you know, you file and you do all these things. And I was like, okay, you know, even though it's, yeah. it's not fun.
Dad.
I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, I was opening my business at 23.
Yeah. Right?
So it was
yeah.
a long time ago. It was over 11 years ago. But I did it. And I was telling Haley, it's so crazy because even though I filed and I didn't like really want to, I always thought it was important. Mm. But now I think it's even like more important to protect my business, mm-hmm. to protect my business name, to protect like our, you know, our assets.
Yeah, it is.
And so if you are taking your business seriously or you're about to open a business and you want to take it seriously, mm-hmm. just file all those things because you never know what's going to happen. I never thought Glow Skincare was going to be what it is today.
No.
I never thought I'd have products that are being sold all over the world and I have to protect those assets.
Yes.
And so I'm just so grateful that I listened to my dad's advice and did those little things. And
yeah.
I'm glad that I listened to my accountant's advice. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago uh-huh. and did the S corp.
Yeah, you just have to like lay the groundwork for yourself, yes. basically. That's all you have to do.
Right. So now we're in the middle of some other things, including like our patent and trademarks and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And what I just keep telling myself, because some of it's like I literally want to get two pencils and stab my eyeballs out. Mm,
that sounds like, fun.
I know. I'm not going to do it though, but I just keep telling
today.
Myself like future Casey is going to be like so grateful that you did this. Just like Casey now is thanking old Casey
right.
for doing that fictitious business name and having like the little business license, you know, back
Absolutely.
In what was it like 2011.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not fun. It's not glamorous. It's annoying. It's going to give you a headache, but it is worth it. And a lot of the stuff you kind of only have to do once and then you're just like renewing it yearly.
It's usually like a set it and forget it and then they'll remind you. I just was lucky enough, like I was talking to you guys last week, we moved the business address 3 times last year. I also moved my home address 2 times last year. So I'm like, where the fuck are all of these papers?
We don't know.
We don't know. So it's a lot of phone calls and like headache. So,
but that's usually not the case.
5 times like me, but I was also upgrading my entire life
several times.
Yeah. And I'm grateful for upgrading my life because of those implements that I set up.
Yeah. You had the opportunity. Yes. You took it.
Yeah.
And now you're just having to, you know.
I'm just making sure everything's cleaned up.
Exactly.
Like, make sure the suite number's on there. Make sure we have the correct fictitious name because that's the other thing. What if you go and someone already has your fictitious business name, then you're going to have to go technically by somebody else.
Right.
Right? I could be Glow Skincare or Glow Skincare LA. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just like, you might have to do a little bit of a variation for legal purposes.
Yeah.
So, sorry to bore you with that kind of shit.
Right.
But I just think it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fun stuff.
No.
It's not stuff we want to do. I'd rather do photo shoots all day and make, you know, new essential oils for you. But you gotta take care of this shit.
I know.
Speaking of that, we're going to talk about one more kind of annoying, not fun thing. But it's another important thing is, since we're on the subject, is insurance.
Yes, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need to have esthetician insurance. Insurance that's going to cover you when you're working in the treatment room.
Right.
Because God forbid, again, you burn somebody, you scratch somebody, you cut somebody, something happens when they're on your watch and someone decides to come after you.
Yeah.
Or something breaks. Have the freaking insurance because
what happened?
What happened, Case?
What did you do?
I've been a licensed esthetician for going on 16 years, which first off, wow.
Wow.
Did I get this old?
I don't know. You look great.
Thanks. Skincare.
Right.
And speaking of, which we'll talk about in a second, I'm wearing the Cirella dewdrops.
Yeah, I'm wearing them too.
I think it just makes my skin look better.
It's so dewy.
Right. Yours looks good too.
Thanks. Yeah.
Okay. So, esthetician insurance. I literally am talking. Thank God it was my cousin.
Thank God.
Normandy, sorry.
Yeah.
She was fine. She asked me to dermaplane her because she's getting married. And I'm literally talking her through, okay, like I'm going to have a blade in my hand. Like if you need to make any sudden movements, like, let me know. Like we're not going to talk right now because I have a blade in my hand.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I was moving really fast.
Like you move fast as a person. Yeah.
But I was moving like extra fast.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Just for context.
Just, you know, I've been going through a lot. Okay?
Yeah. It's okay.
And
so, yeah, she needed to slow down. So since she didn't do it herself, she was forced into it.
So I literally go to open up the dermaplane blade and I slice my freaking finger.
Like open, you guys, with slice blood open. And the whole thing.
With blood. And I walk out of the room with my hand over my head. I'm like, Haley, I just cut my finger. So we like tape it up. We wrap it up. It's fine. I don't wind up doing the dermaplane because now I can't even use like that hand very well.
Yeah.
I do finish the facial, but I was just like, I cannot believe I did that and I've never done
that. No, never.
Thank God I didn't cut her face.
Oh my gosh.
But holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like that's really scary.
It is scary.
So that just goes to show you, I don't care how long you've been in the industry. I don't care how freaking good you are. Like anything can happen at any time. And why not just have a really simple insurance policy that's going to cover your ass?
Yeah. I mean, they call it an accident because it's not it's on purpose. So that means you don't like plan for it.
Okay, so my favorite, right. You don't plan. I did not plan to cut my finger.
This was not a planned accident.
By the way, it's been almost a week and it's like totally fine. It's like almost closed.
I know, you heal so fast. Yeah. So thank God you're okay. Heal fast.
Liquid bandage is your friend.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a facial until today, so I should be fine. I'm going to wear a glove. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
And everything will be fine.
Yeah.
But if you are looking for good insurance, if you're looking for insurance that's not going to break the bank, I have a solution for you.
Oh, would you share that with us maybe?
It's ASCP, A-S-C-P, not ASAP. ASCP.
You need to get it ASAP.
You should get it ASAP like today. Esthetician insurance.
Uh-huh.
It's available on my website for a discount. So you're going to go to glowskincarelay.com. You're going to click shop. There's going to be a drop down button and you click esthetician insurance, and that will take you to my co-branded page with ASCP.
ASCP.
And it's $239 for the year.
That's like cheapos.
It's so cheap. It also comes with like some free education and like a portal and a bunch of stuff. ASCP. ASCP is great. Wow.
I think you're just saying it really fast.
ASAP.
Yeah. It's fine. We know what you mean.
ASCP. Uh-huh. They're great. I'm covered by them. You should be covered by them too. Make sure you use my link because you get an extra $20 off.
Yeah.
And then you're done. They'll send you your insurance, print it out, put it in a file, and they'll notify you when you need it.
Yeah. Another set it and forget it, right? Set it and
forget it.
But you're covered.
It's $239. Like, that's only like a facial or two or like a couple brow waxes, and it's worth it because you don't even want to worry about it.
No.
You don't want to worry
about it. Why tempt fate?
Right? Because you might be like me and do something dumb and cut your finger. Or I've seen people burn people's faces. You know, just like you never know what might happen. Even if you are super educated and you're doing all the right things, accidents still happen.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
speaking of accidents, and we've talked about this before, but I just feel like I get asked all the freaking time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about it again. I feel like it's been a minute.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about your steamer. And how to clean your steamer.
Yes. I was
getting some DMs, how to clean the steamer. There's lots of controversy around what to put in the steamer. Oh. So I'm going to answer all of your questions. Of course, I use the one and only Katana steamer. It's from spawnequipment.com. Use code Casey for 5% off your order. You could get the digital. You could get the analog. I would say I literally have both.
Yeah.
I bought the analog, which has like a little twisty timer knob, and it sounds like a little egg timer.
Yeah.
If the clicking is going to bother you, just get the digital.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like we're living in a digital age.
We are.
We're moving in a digital age.
Yeah.
So get the digital, then you don't even have to worry about it. I'm pretty sure they're the same price. But
great.
Most importantly, get the Katana steamer.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an herb basket.
Love that.
It's got a flexible accordion head.
Love that even more. Like, really, it's necessary.
That's Haley's tagline.
Yeah.
Flexible accordion head.
The accordion head.
And then the top pops off, and you can put like a little essential oil disc on the top.
Amazing.
So it's got all of the things. It's
oil, got steam.
Oil, steam, herbs. It's got a timer. It has ozone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like energy, like how much steam you're putting out.
Okay.
So like strength.
Yeah.
With the digital. Okay.
Okay.
So just to answer a few of your things.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. We love the steamer though. It's really the best.
And not to brag, but they did win the Dermascope. I think it was like the 2021 like award for the digital Katana steamer.
Amazing.
I think we might have had a little say in that.
We might have encouraged that vote, maybe a little bit.
I think we pushed it in that direction.
Well, Katana, we're proud of you for winning, honey.
Katana for life.
Yeah.
Okay, so I posted on Instagram a couple days ago how to clean your steamer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of you don't clean your steamer. And I know because I was telling Haley yesterday, I'm like back. I think I clean my steamer more now than when I was like really, really busy at
right.
this position.
Right.
So I know you bitches are probably not cleaning your steamer as much as you should.
Yeah. Cause I mean, we get it. It's like at the end of the day, like you don't really want to do it.
I don't want to do the laundry, make my bed, clean up all my shit, but we got
to
do it.
You have to.
We have to.
Yeah.
We're just in the business of cleaning.
And it'll maintain your machine for longer. It'll benefit you in the long run.
Yeah. And you don't want buildup in your steamer.
Gross.
Because I have told the story before and I'll tell you it again.
Yeah.
I had an esthetician who was renting a room for me. She's a good friend of mine, Ashley. Hi, Ashley, if you're out there. She's not practicing as an esthetician anymore. And she was using regular LA tap water in her steamer, which can be fine. But you need to make sure you're cleaning it out.
Regularly, yeah.
Regularly. Like, every day you need to be dumping it and cleaning it and then probably doing your cleaning, like, you know, once or twice a month. And she didn't. and there was all this like buildup and it was corroding. And so there's like all this like LA nastiness like in the steamer. And somehow it caught on fire.
Again, make sure you have insurance.
Make sure you have insurance. Okay, this is all coming full circle. But also
clean.
Also clean. Okay, and also like don't catch your steamer on fire you're in the middle of a facial.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry, Ashley, that I always tell you the story, but I feel like maybe one day we'll have her come on and she can explain her side of the story.
Right, right. Oh my gosh.
So that's just another reason not to freak you out, but you should clean your steamer.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I like to do is put distilled, or if you don't have distilled, you can use tap water into the basin. Mm-hmm. You're going to put 2 to 3 caps of white distilled vinegar, and you're going to run your steamer.
Until all the water's gone?
Till as much of the water, till it stops.
Okay, till it turns off.
It will stop before the water runs out.
Okay.
Okay. Just like you clean like your coffee maker with vinegar, you can do the same thing with the steamer.
Okay, so maybe clean your coffee pot at the same time. Then you're doing a 2-for-1.
There you go. I love that. I would say if you're like a super busy esthetician, do it like once a month.
Okay, that's easy. Just put like an alarm in your phone or on your computer. Google again, calendar, set it, forget it.
Set it, forget it.
Yeah, every month on the 18th.
The last Friday of every month,
yeah.
It's going to run a little bit. I like to do it on a day where I don't have clients because you can smell the vinegar.
Right.
Or at the end of the day. So like yesterday we did it at the end of the day while we were like cleaning other things in the room.
Yeah, that way you're not smelling it.
Right. So you're going to run the water and vinegar, then you're going to dump that, and then you're going to run, again, either distilled or tap water, your preference, through the steamer, and I'll put like a little bit of essential oil on a disc, so just to remove that smell before your clients like the next day.
Right.
Okay, you could even run it twice. Don't use a ton of vinegar though, just a little bit.
Yeah, a couple capfuls.
Some people are like saying they couldn't get the vinegar smell. I'm like, don't use the whole bottle. Like, dilute it into the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I'm just covering all my bases and trying to answer all of the questions.
Right.
Okay. So there is this huge dilemma on Instagram about distilled or tap, right?
Okay.
It's like the katana says, don't use distilled. Then sometimes it says use distilled. In my professional opinion and using steamers, again, for the past 16 years, you are safe to use either. As long as you're cleaning it out, and then make sure at the end of the day, you're not leaving anything in the steamer. Don't leave herbs. Don't leave essential oil. Don't leave water in the basin, even though I do it all.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We do it. That's honesty.
You need to clean that all out at the end of the day. Okay. Just don't let it sit in there, because that's how bacteria and it corrodes and all that shit.
Yeah. And you want this baby to last as long as possible, so take good care of it.
Exactly. I personally have used distilled and tap in my katana, and I have no issues because I take good care of it.
Exactly.
I would say most of the time I'm going to recommend distilled, because this LA tap water is nasty.
It's harsh, yeah.
It's harsh, and that's not really great for the client's skin.
Right.
And then you're causing corroding on top of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so when in doubt, distilled. I know it's confusing, because I think one of the instructions on the katana says don't use distilled, but those are just like cheapy instructions.
Yeah.
I think you can use distilled, because I've been using it this whole freaking time. And how long have we had that katana steamer?
Like 100 years. 100 Such years. A long time. Yeah.
500 years, actually. Okay. So don't freak out. Don't overthink it. But probably just get distilled water. It's better for the client's skin anyhow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's yeah.
But if you're in a pinch, if you run out.
Yeah, which water, happens.
Yeah. Tap water, filtered water, Brita water, it'll be okay.
Yeah. You're going to be okay.
You're going to be okay. I promise. Yeah. Okay. So I had like a couple questions. Someone saying, you know, I thought you were supposed to use distilled water only. Yeah, I would recommend it. I can't read exactly what this question says. I think she's asking if the herbs, the glow herbal steam, will break out anyone. Like, if it'll cause breakouts.
Oh.
And she's also asking if it has too strong of a smell. Okay. I think it has a really lovely smell, and depends on how much you use. So if you don't want as much scent, you could use like one scoop. I prefer like 2 to 3 like hefty scoops, because I really love the scent of the Glow Herbal Steam.
Yeah. And that's one of the cool things about it, I think, is like you can do it based on preference.
Yes.
You know, like I made a coffee metaphor earlier. I'm going to make one again. If you want it stronger, you just add more. If you want it weaker, you just use less.
Totally. Just like a regular coffee or a tea.
Yeah.
This literally is tea for your face.
Exactly.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, we intentionally custom blended our Glow herbs. Mm-hmm. They're fresh organic herbs that we made with our friends, Madison, at My Friends Use This. You can go to myfriendsusethis.com and buy the herbs for the steamer.
Yeah.
This is the first professional herbs on the market mm-hmm. for a steamer, which is yeah. really cool.
So cool.
Also, a lot of you guys were asking me why the basin of the water was brown. Mm. Depending on the herbs that I'm using, it can cause brownness in the water. I don't know why my phone keeps ringing. I'm sorry. But you can... just like I was saying before, you want to rinse it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's okay if it's a little bit brown.
Yeah. It's not going to make your clients break out. It's not like dirty.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and I would also say if you're going to use 2 to 3 scoops in a tea bag, mm-hmm. that will last you like probably 1 to 2 clients. Then you want to dump the herbs, dump the water, and do a
start fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, another question is, my steamer only works if it's filled to the max line. Am I the only one? I don't know what kind of steamer you're using. A lot of steamers are really cheaply made. Mm. I'm just being honest with you. They're not really super high-tech, fancy machines. They're like not much more advanced than a coffee maker.
Yeah, it's like a professional water boiler.
Professional water boiler. Totally. They're not like the most high tech.
Yeah, okay? It basically has a heating element.
Yeah, but there usually is a minimum line and a maximum line. Mm-hmm. I always recommend to fill close to the maximum line. Mm-hmm. Do not fill over, because I'll tell you another horror story. And I've told this before, but I feel like it's important to talk about.
It is.
One time... I can't remember if I did it or someone else refilled my water basin.
Is this the one with Jeff?
No, but it was before that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Haley did it too.
And yeah.
I had PTSD. So filled it over the maximum line.
Uh-huh.
And then it boiled up and started to spit out the top of the steamer. And
boiling water.
Boiling water, and almost spit onto my client's face and spit onto me. It was horrible.
So scary.
So I had PTSD. Then one day, sweet Haley was trying to help me, because Haley's always helping me, and filled up the water basin.
Yeah.
And didn't know that you weren't supposed to fill it over the maximum.
No, I somehow had never filled it before, or like we hadn't had a talk in a long time or whatever. Yeah. And I filled it over the line. You know, Casey's in with her facial, who's actually one of my very dear friends. And, you know, same thing. It was just filled way too much.
It didn't spit out, but I just had the PTSD that
she knew.
It would spit out.
Yeah.
So do not fill past the maximum line. Also, when it gets close to the minimum line, mm-hmm. most steamers will automatically turn off.
Right.
I would recommend to always have it at least halfway full, and you want to kind of do a refresh after every single client, because you don't want to run out of water. And if it gets to that minimum line mm-hmm. and the steamer is still running, even if there's steam not coming out,
yeah.
it can burn out the motor.
Right.
Again, these are not the most like fancy advanced machines. You're probably spending less than $300. So it just has like a tiny little motor.
Yeah.
Again, if you take good care of these, they'll last forever.
Right.
I've had that Katana steamer 500 years,
uh-huh.
but I take good care of it.
Uh-huh.
Don't go over the maximum line and try and stay well above the minimum line.
Yeah, I think, like you said, just fill it up in between every client if you're steaming.
Yeah.
The way we used to do it is you just have like a gallon of water under the bed.
Literally, I'd always have a gallon of distilled water under the treatment bed
yeah.
at all times.
Yeah, it takes 2 seconds to fill it up yeah. while you're turning the room over. Yep.
Just boop, just like a little top
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
So I feel like it shouldn't only work at max line, but maybe sometimes when it gets about halfway
mm-hmm.
empty, mm-hmm. it will turn off depending
yeah.
on the steamer.
Right.
So there's that. I feel like I kind of answered all of the other questions. Let me just double check. But a lot of people were just like, you know, asking about the herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their own opinion. Someone was saying, don't use vinegar. I'm like, vinegar is not going to damage your steamer, you guys.
No, no.
It's not.
Especially if it's diluted, which it should be if you followed the instructions.
Right. Even if you didn't, because I've done full on vinegar.
Yeah, it's going to stink.
Exactly. It's going to smell. But yeah. I think I answered most of the questions.
Okay, amazing.
If you have more, let me know.
Yeah.
Also, today on the blog, there's a breakdown again on how to clean your steamer. Mm-hmm. I also have a reel on how to clean your steamer. So
all the resources.
Trying to cover all of my bases mm-hmm. per usual.
Yeah.
Today was not the most fun information, but I think it's necessary. So get your ducks in a row when it comes to your business.
Yeah.
Whether you have a business or you're thinking about a business, these things are important.
Mm-hmm.
Business tax license. Mm-hmm. Get a fictitious business name and then ask your accountant or your CPA if and when you should be an LLC and or an S Corp.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get some freaking insurance.
Please.
Like, please go right now to my website, glowskincarelay.com, and get the esthetician insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's $239 a month. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, not a month, a year.
A year.
Excuse me. I'll also link all of this in the show notes, you guys.
Perfect.
It's always linked in the show notes to make your life easy. And then clean your damn steamer. So this is a reminder, Sally. I know you're out there. You got your steamer in 2020 and you haven't cleaned it once.
Oh gosh, yeah.
This is your reminder. I'm not judging you because I'm sure I've done it too.
We're reminding you.
For the longest time, like, I didn't even know you were supposed to clean your steamer.
How okay? do you learn this stuff?
You don't.
Yeah.
That's why you have me.
Exactly.
And Haley.
Yeah. So make a Google Calendar alert for the last whatever of whatever every month.
Yeah.
And then clean that baby out.
The last whatever, whatever.
You know what I mean. If I you do. Like Fridays or Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while you're running your distilled water and your vinegar,
mm-hmm.
just wipe it down with a Clorox wipe or a Barbicide wipe.
Yeah.
Okay. And then wipe down your whole room.
Make her sparkly clean.
Yes. Is there anything else that we want to talk about?
No, I mean, I think we covered our bases for today.
I think so too.
I mean, we could talk a little bit more about the Sorella dewdrops if you wanted to.
Oh yeah, I said I was going to mention them.
Yeah.
We're just both wearing them and I'm obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things. Casey and I are pretty picky with
super picky.
Anything we're putting on our faces for obvious reasons. Yeah. And Sorella was sweet enough to mail us a little care package last week. And they sent Casey and I both our correct shades and we took them home and I tried it right away. Yeah, I think you did too.
Mm-hmm.
They're just these, they call it dew drops. It's in a little container, a little squirty container.
It's a squirty container, guys.
What would you call it? Yeah, it's kind of like a serum container.
Yeah.
And it has a cute little brush. You just apply it to your skin and it has SPF. It's super dewy, a little tint, a little coverage.
Yeah. So it has an SPF 50. Mm-hmm. I think it has a 12% zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a lot of skin loving ingredients. I'm wearing the tint 2. Mm-hmm. I think you're wearing tint 1.
Yeah.
They have 4 different tints that blend in depending on the skin tone of you or your client.
Yeah.
We're such big fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like Haley said, it's hard to find something that not only like one of us likes, but both of us like.
So yeah.
I think this is going to be like our go-to quote unquote makeup
mm-hmm.
for the summer.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it gives you that beautiful little glow with a little dew. Like what else do you want?
Oh, with a little dew.
Yeah.
I also posted a reel with my like esthetician friendly 5-minute makeup routine.
Oh, perfect.
And it's including the Sorella.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Yeah.
So go check that out on my reels on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're following me at Glow Skin Carolay.
Mm-hmm. You can also follow us at Skin in the City Podcast.
And we'll see you next week, you guys.
Talk to you then. You.